You and I have a pretty solid picture of ourselves and of what we are good at and what kind of people we are and what we are and aren't capable of. Now, that picture determines the decisions we make, the people we connect with, the extent of success we will have, the mind and body we will have, our environment, and our relationships. But what if the many things you so confidently believe about yourself weren't true? My challenge to you today is to look at a limiting belief or fear that you have about yourself and, like a game, tackle it and see what you can do with it. If you approach it right, you will only stand to gain from it. You can turn any fear into a win, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's get right into it. Hey guys, I'm Mandy, and welcome to another episode of the Empower Yourself with MLG podcast. Now, let's talk about fears and limiting beliefs and how they are impacting your life right now. Now, today I'm going to do it a bit differently. I'm going to kind of tell a story using characters, and I'm going to use the example of acquiring a skill for the advancement of a career. But just remember, this is a universal principle, so replace this example with whatever is applicable in your life right now. Now, since I never know which names to pick for fictional characters, I thought I'd just use the names of my dogs. So, our main character is Milo, and she loves attention, so I'm sure she won't mind me borrowing her identity. So, our lovely Milo wants to advance in her career within the company she works in right now. And she wants to become a manager, and it feels like she has all the capability she needs. She's good with organizing, she's good with numbers, she has a vision for the department, and she recognizes key problems, and she already has ideas as to how to solve those problems. And most important of all, she loves the company's mission and wants to be a real part of its future and growth. Now, the one thing that is holding her back, though, is that she struggles to connect with people. She doesn't think she has what it takes to motivate a team and to be an inspiring leader. And topping that off, she keeps reminding herself of how her dad always used to say that true leaders are born. You either have it or you don't. And besides, when she was in college, she was never chosen as a team leader, and no one ever really seemed to take her suggestions seriously. She always found herself just submitting to the strong characters around her and going their way, even though she didn't fully agree with it. Now, of course, given all that evidence, she is sure that she doesn't have what it takes. So, without seeing any way around it, she tries to convince herself to just give up this need for trying to move forward to the next level. She tells herself, Milo, just stay where you are, work on being content with the fact that maybe your life wasn't meant to be extraordinary. Now, the reason she instinctively feels like she wants to keep herself small is because she actually benefits greatly from this approach, because this approach keeps her safe. I mean, at least if she accepts her limiting beliefs and fears, she is protected from potential disappointment and rejection. And also, if she stays where she is, she does not run the risk of embarrassing herself. She also saves a lot of energy because she can do her current job in her sleep without much effort, and she gets a lot of admiration because she is the best in her current level. And of course, she doesn't have to fear potential failure, which adds into fear of embarrassment and disappointment and rejection. But we just want to cover all the bases, you know? So, as we can see, Milo has a lot of reasons and has a lot of benefits from staying where she is. Unfortunately, though, she just can't get herself to just be content with what she has and where she is. There is this constant nagging within her that tells her that she is only living half the life she could have. And that one day when she looks back at her life, she will probably regret not having lived or at least try to live to her fullest potential. Now with that, one day Milo will have to make a decision. Either stay where she is or tackle her fear and see what she can do with it. Now, fortunately, she has a very wise friend named Bella, and she gives her the following advice. First of all, my darling Milo, what if your dad was wrong and that in truth leaders aren't just born but can be made? What if people skills are not a character trait but a subject that can be studied? And what if you can learn over time and still progress in the meantime by employing the help of others? Now this got Milo's attention. Bella continued by asking, what if you approached your shortcoming as a fun, off-track adventure rather than a dead end on a tar road? Now let's just take a minute and see what you stand to gain from actually tackling your fear. First, you will open a new and unexplored world to yourself, meaning you will shed a light on a world that has been dark to you and that you have been very fearfully avoiding, even though walking around it has caused you to lose a lot of time and energy. Second, you will come to see that there are actually many people who have struggled with the same thing too and have found solutions for them. And best of all, they are willing to share their stories. Third, you will come to realize that there are very few things in life that cannot be learned. Then, encouraged by this, you will decide to face your fear and limitation and you will get to work. And through this work, you will acquire any of the following. You will actually find out the truth about your fear or limiting belief. And this will benefit you no matter what that truth may look like. So if it turns out that you are actually quite decent at working with people, you just had to learn how, you will now know this about yourself and you will have removed a massive barrier from your life. Also, you will have added a new skill. You will have learned to never fully believe your fears and limitations before giving them a true go. And of course, you will also have gained a lot of confidence in yourself. You will also be able to help others through your story. And obviously, you will have opened the door to many new opportunities for yourself. If, on the other hand, you find out that the truth is that you really aren't good with people, you would still be in a better position than you were before. Obviously, this confused Milo a little bit. So Bella went on to explain that even if it turns out your limiting belief is really true, you can then consider different options. For example, building a system that requires very little interaction from your side, so the team knows exactly what to do with minimal input from you. Or you can find a mentor that can always guide you on issues related to the team. Or you can give one team member who you know is really good with people and who you get along with the fun title of Team Spirit Supervisor. Just an idea, okay? Point is, when you know for certain that you are not good at something, at least you can make new and creative decisions, and very often you can still get what you want, just with the help of other people or systems or solutions. And if you really can't, then at least you have clarity and can make new decisions that will still drive you forward. For example, you can stay where you are and just continually improve and innovate in that area. Or you can stay in the same field but in a different position. Or make a complete change to something that supports your nature even more. Whatever the outcome, whatever the truth is, you now have something solid to work with and can make good, new decisions. Either way, you will walk away from this more empowered. And that's what we're here for, right? So if something is holding you back, it is not going to get better or go away by avoiding it. Don't run away from your weaknesses. tackle them, and then work with, around, or through them. There are truly endless possibilities in life, an endless amount of things you can do, and an endless amount of ways of doing them. So you never have to let yourself get stuck. Even if you feel like what you are facing is all there is and that you can't see any other options beyond that, once you've tackled that fear, it is like you've removed this massive wall and you can now see beyond it. Life doesn't have to be so serious. Like a game, if you lose, you can just play again with a different strategy this time, or just find another game. All right, so in summary, you will always benefit more by tackling your fears and limiting beliefs than you would if you tried to just accept or avoid them. So I'm really hoping that this episode inspired you to go and see what barriers you have set up for yourself, where you got yourself stuck, and then tackle them and work through them. That's it from me for today. Thank you for hanging out with me once again today, friend. I love spending time with you here. And as always, I wish you a beautiful rest of your day, and always remember to live an empowered life. I'll catch you again in the next one. Bye. We'll be right back.